on the Apostle Paul. That again, it wasn't Paul that healed. It wasn't the handkerchiefs that healed. It was God that healed. But there was such an anointing upon Paul and the handkerchiefs that the anointing of God flowed through that and touched people, so that Paul was able to heal people even with a handkerchief. And let me say this. Now, you know, we just have these two verses, but I would have a tendency to say that every handkerchief that left Paul's body healed somebody.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part two, from our series, The Names of God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part two.
We're going to continue dealing with the names of God. Last week, we started a topic entitled Yahweh Rapha, the God that heals. And we tried to get through that message last week, but we didn't quite make it. So we're going to continue on this week. You may recall, as we introduced the message last week, we saw the children of Israel coming through the Red Sea, and how that God brought them through the Red Sea, and they went through, and after they got to the other side, Pharaoh and his army were pursuing them. And then God allowed the waters of the Red Sea to fold back together again and drown Pharaoh's army. And when they got to the other side, they began to sing a song. And this song was the number one hit on the charts at that time. And it was the song that talked about how God had delivered them from the Red Sea. And they sang this song. Boy, I mean, they had some lyrics in this song. They had some harmony in this song. And they were praising God for what he had done. And they come through, and they come to the dry land, and they journey for a little bit. And then they get thirsty, and they want water. And so they come to this place where they think they're going to be able to drink some refreshing water. And even as I say this name, you're going to figure out the plot, right? Well, you heard it last week, but you're going to figure it out again. That when they came to this place called Marah, and that word Marah means bitter, that they came to the place and they drank the waters, and the waters were bitter. And the people said, what are we going to drink? What are we going to do? And God told Moses to throw a branch into the water. And Moses threw a branch into the water, and the waters became sweet. And they were able to drink the waters. And at that point, God begins to rehearse to them and let them know that all those plagues and all those diseases that came upon the Egyptians, God said that he wasn't going to let any of those plagues come upon them, because he is Yahweh Rapha, the God that heals. And so that's where we pick up our story, and you know, we're going to continue on. We covered this last week, but I always like to do a review to bring us up to speed. And in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, the Lord said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. We talked about this name, Rapha. We said that it means to heal, to make whole, to mend by stitching, to repair. And so the idea of Rapha is that of healing, the Lord who heals. And we said that Yahweh Rapha can can heal in many areas. When we think about the areas that Yahweh Rapha can heal, he heals physically. That when we are sick in our body, he's able to heal us. He heals emotionally, that whenever our emotions are wounded, that he's able to heal us. He's able to even heal mentally. We think about Nebuchadnezzar, who had lost his mind. And then at the end of 7 years, God healed his mind. And then probably the most important thing is that God is able to heal spiritually. And then we talked about the types of healing. So I went into detail in this last week, I want to touch on it again because I think that it's important as we understand the concept of Yahweh Rapha, the God that heals. The first thing that we talked about last week is that he provides preventative healing, that God gave the Israelites laws to guide them to keep them healthy. And you know, some people will say, well, you know, that was in the Old Testament. I don't know, you know, that stuff is relevant for today. But just listen to some of these things, and we'll find that they are relevant for today. He gave them dietary laws, and he said that if they ate certain things, that would aid in the healing process, that would keep them from getting sick. He gave them cleansing and hygiene laws, the proper way to cleanse their bodies, to dispose of certain things. So he gave them that, and by them doing that, that would keep them healthy. Yahweh Rapha. Man, I mean, so you know, he's the total package, right? You know, we have doctors today that some specialize in different things, but we serve a God who specializes in it all. And even to the fact where he not only is able, and we're going to talk about this in a second, that he not only is able to touch us miraculously, but he gives us preventative care that we can do to heal and to be safe and to be well. So there's the dietary laws, there's the cleansing and the hygiene, there's proper disposal of human excrement that would left unattended would cause disease. And then he even talked about sexual purity, that if they maintain sexual purity, that was a way of preventing them from getting sick. And then, oh man, I loved this last weekend, and you might want to go back and listen or see if you missed it, go back and watch the video from last week. But we talked about natural healing and how that God has placed healing in the body. Just think, if you get cut and then you bleed, and then what happens? It scabs over, and then the scab falls off and the skin comes back together again. That's the natural healing of God, that God is able to allow his natural processes in the body to heal us. That's why when I pray for people, I always say that the doctors can do the surgery, but only God can heal. And so God is the one who has placed that healing power in the body. So there's the preventative healing, there's the natural healing, and then God is not beyond doing the miraculous, that he's able to perform a miraculous healing. When we look in the New Testament, we see Jesus healing the lepers, we see him healing the blind, healing the deaf, healing the crippled, that those were miraculous healings. And God is in the business of doing miraculous healings. And then we said that the ultimate healing is when we go to be in the presence of the Lord. And that means that, you know, we'll never have to deal with any sickness or any illness again. So those are the four types of healing. And like I said, we have a full service God, right? When we call him Yahweh Rapha, we're not just talking about the miraculous healing. But there's the preventative, there's the natural, there's the miraculous, and then there's the ultimate healing. Now, as we pick up the message this week, we see that from man's perspective, there are two sides of the healing coin, two sides of the healing coin. On one side, we see that people say that there are no miraculous healings today. That when the gifts, the sign gifts in the book of Acts ended that, you know, God is not in the business of doing any miraculous healings today. And then we have the other side that says God heals everybody. All you got to do is have faith. That if you've got the faith to believe, God will heal you. And if you don't get healed, the reason that you don't get healed is because you don't have faith. So those are two sides of the coin according to man. So we're going to look at healing according to God and according to the Bible. But I come to let you know this morning from Bethany Baptist Church, that God is still in the healing business. Right? No matter what we think or no matter what man says, God is still in the healing business. He hasn't gone out of business. You know, with this COVID virus, sadly, many businesses have closed because they weren't able to maintain their existence, and so they had to shut their doors. But I know somebody whose doors are still open. I know somebody who's still in the healing business. He's a doctor that never lost a patient. He's never lost one. And he's still in the healing business, Yahweh Rapha. So I come to tell you that this morning. That's why he has that name. You know, he just didn't have that name in the book of Exodus. He just didn't have that name for the children of Israel. But he has that name today, that we can call on him, that we can come before him. And when we have sickness in our body, we can come before Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals, because he's still in the healing business. So as we think about some things, I want to ask this question. Are there times when Yahweh Rapha does not heal? Are there times when he doesn't heal? Well, let me use the Apostle Paul for an example, because we see on certain occasions Paul was healing people, and then on other occasions we see that he didn't heal people. So it was the same God that was working through Paul. You know, so how do we look at that? You know, does God always heal? And we have to, you know, look at that. Are there times when Yahweh Rapha does not heal? Because I would be foolish to stand here behind this pulpit and say that Yahweh Rapha heals every time, when I know I've visited people in the hospital and I've prayed for them and they have closed their eyes in death. You have loved ones that you have prayed for and you saw them go on home to glory. And so we see that there are times that Yahweh Rapha does not heal. And so exhibit one is the Apostle Paul. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, let me read that. You know, that's an important verse. I want to read that. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. This is powerful. The Apostle Paul was so anointed that they brought handkerchiefs or aprons, and they touched his body, and people took these handkerchiefs and they went to the sick and they went to those who were possessed and they touched them with these handkerchiefs and the diseases left, the sicknesses left. And so there was such an anointing on the Apostle Paul that even by him having a handkerchief touch his body, that when somebody took it and gave it to somebody else or touched somebody else, that they got healed. Now, I want to say this, because I think that today, you know, we have people that have all kind of gimmicks as far as healing is concerned. You know, some people got handkerchiefs. They say if you, you know, call in or you give a donation, and you know, we'll send you a handkerchief, and that'll heal you, or we'll send you a bottle of water or a vial of oil. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you what. There was such an anointing on the Apostle Paul that again, it wasn't Paul that healed. It wasn't the handkerchiefs that healed. It was God that healed. But there was such an anointing upon Paul and the handkerchiefs that the anointing of God flowed through that and touched people, so that Paul was able to heal people even with a handkerchief. And let me say this. Now, you know, we just have these two verses, but I would have a tendency to say that every handkerchief that left Paul's body healed somebody. And we can't say that all these handkerchiefs that people are sending out through the mail, we can't say that this all the oil and water that's going out through the mail is healing everybody. Because I'm sure that there are incidents where they're not being healed. But Paul, under the anointing of God, that when these handkerchiefs touched his body, that people got healed. And so this was a moving of God. This was a moving of the Spirit. But we see this same Paul, this same apostle, he, on one occasion, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 20, he said he left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Now, my question is, well, let me give you the other one. And Timothy had some stomach problems. And he told Timothy to take a little wine for your stomach's sake. So my question is that there was times that the anointing was on Paul, and even through handkerchiefs, he could heal people. But then on other occasions, he left Trophimus sick at Miletus, and he told Timothy, instead of getting a handkerchief and touching Timothy, he told him to take a little wine for his stomach's sake, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 23. So I think this proves the point, and some may argue with me, and you have every right to do that. But to me, this proves the point, is that there are times when it's God's will to heal somebody, and then there are times that it's not his will. Clearly, it was not his will. Now, I'm not saying that Trophimus and Timothy didn't eventually get healed, but I'm just saying at that time, it was not God's will for them to be healed. And so Paul is a perfect example that on one occasion he had handkerchiefs that, you know, he was passing out, and they were taken to sick people and they got healed. And then we see two of his friends in the ministry that he was not able to heal them. So I'm not going to say that he wasn't able. I'm just going to say that he didn't heal them. So what is my point? My point is that there are times when God heals, and then there are times that he doesn't heal. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, we have to leave this in the sovereign hands of God, because God knows who he wants to heal. So that brings me to this, times when he doesn't heal, because that's what we want to know. You know, we know that he can heal. We know that he is a healer. But there are times when he doesn't heal. And I'm going to give you a couple of reasons from the scripture as to times when he doesn't heal. Now, I want to say this. There might be more reasons than this. But these are some obvious ones that I see in the scripture. And well, there might be. There might be beyond this. God is God, and he does what he's going to do. And so he chooses who he's going to heal and who he's not going to heal. But we can look at some things that let us know that there are times that God does not heal, and we know the reason why he doesn't heal. The first thing is that when you have sin or unconfessed sin in your life, that the healing power of God might not rest upon you. Now, we have two scriptures there, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 28 through 30, and James 5, 16. In 1 Corinthians 11, 28 through 30, Paul said that some were partaking of the Lord's Supper unworthily, and he said, because of this sin, that some of you are sick. Some people got sick because of sin in their life. And then some people get sick because of unconfessed sin. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, confess your faults to one another that you might be healed. And so sin and unconfessed sin will hold up our healing. So if we are in a state of not being healed and we are crying out to God, I'm not saying that you're in sin. So let me just say that, because I can hear somebody walking away from here and saying that, well, you know, if you're not getting healed, that you must be in sin. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm going to say that this is what I am saying, that if you are dealing with the fact that you are not getting healed, maybe you need to start by examining your life and asking the Lord, is there anything in my life that's keeping me from getting healed? Is there any sin in my life that's keeping me from getting healed? Is there any unconfessed sin in my life that's keeping me from getting healed? Now, again, let me say this, and let me be clear, because I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. I'm not saying that if you're sick, it's because of your sin. I'm saying that that is a reason why some people are sick. And so if we are looking for a reason why we're not getting healed, then maybe we need to start there by examining our lives and asking God, is there anything in my life that's blocking my healing? Is there anything in my life that's holding up my healing? That's one reason right there. A second reason that God does not heal. Now, I know, let me explain this, because I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. That's why I'm coming from behind the pulpit, because I want to get right in the camera and I want to say this. And sometimes as we read the Gospels, and people have used this as an excuse to condemn other people, to say this is why you're not getting healed. But this is a reason why people don't get healed, because they don't have the faith. They don't have the faith. In the Gospels, we see that on four occasions, and those scriptures are up there on the PowerPoint slide, that Jesus told somebody they either got healed because of their faith or they didn't get healed because of lack of faith. So definitely faith is involved here. Now, I'm not making a broad brush statement here this Sunday morning. I'm not saying that everybody who doesn't get healed lacks faith, because I know there have been some people, godly people, man, they could trust God to bring a mountain down. They had the faith to, and I've seen, they trusted God for great things, and I've seen that. And so, you know, there are people that have had the faith, and they didn't get healed. So, again, you know, I'm not saying that every person that doesn't get healed doesn't have the faith. That's not my point. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that sometimes when people don't get healed, it's because they don't have the faith. Now, that may not be you. You know, that may not be you.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part 2. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.